Hey, Jack. Brian from Delaware and a new member to the MSB. My question, if you'll indulge me, is two parts. First, what would your stripped-down EDC bag look like for international travel? Two, what would you or Stephen Harris recommend as a battery supply that I can take with me in my travels to recharge our phones? Details. We're going to Ireland in June with my family, and I'm going to carry my EDC bag with me everywhere I go, take it as my carry-on. Obviously, there are things I can't take with me on airplanes and international travel, so I'm going to strip it down. That's where I want to see what yours would look like. The second part of that is we all have iPhones. We're going to be on our feet a lot, and I'm looking for a power supply. I have several, but they're not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for one that we can pop into a pub somewhere, throw all our phones on the table, and have a rapid charge and enough power to charge several phones, get us through the days, and then I can recharge it in the hotel at night. And something that would have an international plug if I would need one. I'm not sure if Ireland has weird power outlets. Anyway, thanks for everything you do and the show, and be safe.
Brian from Delaware. This is Steve Harris with the Expert Council calling in to answer your question. And for everyone out there listening, I actually called Brian. He has six people in his group going to Ireland, and they all have iPhones, iPhone 5Ss, 5Cs, and iPhone 6s. For all of you who do not know what EDC is, it stands for Everyday Carry, stuff that you're carrying in your pockets or in a bag or around your waist or your backpack. It's something you always have with you or near you wherever you're going. Now, I'm going to try to keep this short because I could talk about international travel for an hour at least. I have spent three evenings putting stuff on the bottom of prep1234.com just so you can see everything I'm talking about here. And you can get even more information than what I'm talking about here. I got some really good emergency stuff up there that any international traveler should know. Again, that's prep1234.com. Now, here's something that's going to surprise you, and it works very good. And I've had to do this for my wife and for some other friends. There are cases that contain batteries that go over and in and around your phone. It is seamlessly integrated. You would hardly know that this is a battery case or an extra case around your iPhone, and it even has some drop protection on it. My wife never charges her phone, always going around with a half-dead battery. Doesn't feel her gas tank either, always driving on E. So I got her this phone case for her iPhone 5S, and she loves it. It's beautiful, it's integrated, it costs like $30 or $40. And it's got a battery in it that's about twice as big as the battery in her phone. So whenever she's going someplace and her phone is low on charge, all she does is turn on the battery in the case by pressing a button, and that battery then starts to charge the battery in the phone. It works very good and does it very quickly. Then once it gets up to about 90-95%, you turn the battery off, and that's enough. Now, what I like about these for international travel is that you can't lose the battery. It's stuck there with the phone all the time. You don't have to have a cable to plug it in. So if some of the people in your party would get some of these battery phone cases, and again, I have them all up on Prep1234. I got a battery case for the iPhone 5, iPhone 5S, iPhone 5C, for the iPhone 6 and for the iPhone 6 Plus. I got one up there for the Galaxy S4 and one for the Galaxy S5. This should cover the majority of you. Now, again, I don't use this on my phone personally daily. If I'm going to travel, I will put one on my iPhone S4. So, again, for me, I like to have a very rugged case around my phone. I have a ballistic case because I'm very hard on phones and my watches. But when I travel, I'm more gentle. It's in my jacket pocket or my shirt pocket, and the extra battery works great. My big concern is getting stuck on the tarmac for 8 hours after a 6-hour flight and not being able to read Kindle or watch movies or anything like that. Now, what you really called in and asked for, I'm going to give you my answer. My favorite. Love it. Use it all the time. Got my friends addicted to it. external battery. It's an external USB battery pack, okay? It's like the size of two cigarette packs together. And it's 20,000 milliamp hours. That's 20 amp hours. This is 13 times the size of the battery in your iPhone 5S. So it will recharge everyone's battery in your group pretty quickly. Now, there's only two USB ports on it, so you got to charge up two people, then charge up two more, then charge up two more. But it dumps energy into the phones pretty darn quickly. It is on prep1234.com. It is the Lime Fuel, L-I-M-E-F-U-E-L, charger, USB battery pack. Cost all of $30 for 20,000 milliamp hours. There's also a 15,000 milliamp hour for $25. Get the bigger one. This will be your best buddy when you're traveling around. It's what you asked for in the pub. Now, I'm going to cover your charging. This is a detailed subject, people. I'm going to cover your charging of your devices in foreign countries where the voltage is 240 volts or 220 volts. There are two things for you to know about. There are adapters and there are converters. An adapter, you got funny European plugs, okay? You plug in your adapter, and the copper lugs go into the European outlet, and they change it over to a USA outlet. That's it. It's still 220 volts at the USA outlet. Even though it looks like a USA outlet, it's still 220 volts. That's an adapter. Adapts the pins over from European or African or Middle Eastern or Chinese over to American pins. Now, the thing is, many of the USB chargers that you would use to charge your phone, and oh, also you use a USB charger to recharge the Lime Fuel battery, many of your chargers will work between 110 and 240 volts. They're world chargers. They're made in China, so they want to sell the same things in China as they sell in the USA, so they make them so they work on any voltage. So even though you got this USA plug and this USA charger, and it's 240 volts, you can plug it in because the charger switches the voltage over to 5 volts for charging the USB automatically. Now, there are converters. A converter does what it says. It converts 220 volts down to 120 volts for USA. Now, almost all of the chargers out there and the chargers that I have up on Prep1234, they are world chargers, any voltage, okay? Now, my laptop is 120 volts only. It's not, doesn't take 220 volts. So I would need to get a converter. And this is a bigger, heavier box that has transformers and electronics in it that transforms the voltage over to 120 volts for USA appliances. So I would need one of these for my laptop. I have a 300 watt and a 500 watt one up on the website. Those are about as big as you would want to carry. If you plug your curling iron or your hair dryer into it, it will blow the thing up. Okay, those things are well over 1,000 watts. This is 300 and 500 watts. If you want a curling iron, buy one when you're in Europe for 15 euros and then leave it in the hotel when you leave. It's a lot better than carrying around a 30-pound transformer. Now, I have, like I mentioned, I got the chargers for USB ports up on the website. Go take a look at them. I got charger up there for 12 volts. Just because you're in a foreign country and not going to be using a car doesn't mean you shouldn't have a 12-volt plug-in charger with you. You might find yourself needing one. I also cover how to recharge your phone from just lifting the hood on any vehicle for if you're going to be in a third, what I call a third world crap hole. I cover it with the stuff that you can, you know, pay a guy $1 for an hour. You can lift his hood and charge your stuff up real quickly off of his battery underneath his hood. Many people make, you know, just $1 a day in foreign countries. So you give him $1 an hour to charge your phone, he'll be pretty darn happy. Up there is also a current meter that I highly recommend. It's just about a little bit smaller than your index finger. And it shows you the voltage and the amperes going through your USB device. So you plug the charger in the wall, you plug in the meter, you plug your cable into the meter, and then you plug the cable into the phone. And it tells you how much amperage is going to the phone. Why do I recommend this thing? Well, one, it's about $6. It's lightweight, it's small, and if something's not charging or not working, you don't know whether it's the charger, the cable, or the phone. This will help you check real quickly and find out which one of the three are not working. Also, I have a bunch of USB cables up on the website. My favorite ones from Amazon and from Anchor. They're super heavy duty, highest quality, highest rated cables. You always want to have 1.5 times the cables that you need when you're traveling. Something that might surprise you. I also have up there a AA recharging device. It's a USB device. You plug it into the USB port on your wall charger, and you put two AA batteries into it. And it charges them overnight. It doesn't charge them real quickly, okay? Now, when I travel, you asked about everyday carry. When I travel, I carry 4 lithium AA batteries, Energizer lithium batteries, and I carry 6 Energizer lithium AAA batteries. That's because my everyday carry flashlight is the Coast HP1, which is on the website. It's bright as heck and runs off of one battery. And my everyday carry headlamp is the Energizer headlamp that I talked about on previous shows. It's also on the website. Energizer takes 3 AAAs. The Coast takes 1 AA. So I got twice the amount of batteries for my headlamp. I got 4 times the amount of batteries I need for my flashlight. And then I also carry 4 AA rechargeables and 6 AAA rechargeables. And I'm always running off my rechargeables. The lithiums are for, like, everything's gone to hell and I need to have extremely reliable batteries. Let's see. Also up there, I have the stuff that you really need when you're traveling through airports and you're going to be in these foreign hotels. I have these cubes. You plug them into the wall, and they got 3 outlets on them. You've seen them. Once you look at the picture on the website, you'll know what I'm talking about. I carry 2 cubes, 2 3-prong to 2-prong adapters, and a 15-foot thin wire extension cord, like the one that's just got 2 wires on it, like a lamp cord. This way, if you're at the airport and there's a bunch of kids around the only outlet and charging their plane on their phones and their tablets by the outlet, and you got to charge up, you can walk up to the outlet, unplug one of their stuff, plug in your cube, plug their stuff into your cube, then you plug into your cube, and you go 15 feet away from them with your extension cord, and you run your laptop or charge your stuff, whatever. And if there's 3 of you or more, you can plug your other cube into that outlet on the end of the cord, and you can all recharge happily and easily, and you don't have to be sitting on the floor next to the outlet for the vacuum cleaner. Also up there are holders from Power Packs. They are the most awesome battery holders you will ever find. They will protect your batteries when you travel. They won't short out. They won't get crushed. They won't get broken. You really, really want them. Also, I have information up there on foreign travel for Americans. I got the State Department hotline phone number that you should have. I tell you about getting the phone number for embassies, and I give you the stuff to write this down so it's completely waterproof. That's everything in a nutshell. I really hope this helps you. I hope this helps other people who are listening and helps people in the future. Go look at Prep 1234. Read what I put up there. It will save you so much time and so much headache. And if you get into a problem, it will probably help save your butt. Like they say in Mexico, if you got a problem and you go to the police, you now have 2 problems. You don't want this happening to you, and if it does, you want to know who to call, who can come and cover your butt. Thank you, everyone. This is Steve Harris for the Expert Council. All my stuff with Jack is at steven1234.com. Looking forward to talking to you later. Bye. Thanks for the great question.